Well, recently a group of Atlantic students took off to the National FFA Convention held in Louisville, Kentucky, and so we've got three of the Atlantic FFA students who participated in this recently here this year, and we have with us this morning Haley Carlson and Clayton Soigling, a couple of seniors, along with Emily Soigling, who is a sophomore who just attended her very first FFA National Convention, so we'll get a unique perspective there. Haley, we'll start with you. This was your third convention. How was this one different than any of the others?
In this convention trip, I felt like I could relax more and really just take in all that I was seeing and all that I was doing and really listen to what I was hearing in sessions.
Since you've been to a couple of these before, do you go with maybe more expectations?
I think I go almost with less expectations because I know what I'm getting into and I know where I'm at and it feels comfortable.
Why is it important for you to be able to attend the National FFA Convention? Why does this help your FFA experience?
National FFA Convention is the largest scale that you can be at, and to experience that kind of gives you a feel of what FFA is and how it can impact your life. And to me, that's really changed my life, so I find it very influential.
Talk a little bit about the convention. What, for folks who aren't involved in FFA, who maybe haven't attended something like that, what's it like?
It's hard to describe almost because there's 65,000 people there, and there 60,000 of them are in blue jackets. And so you are so comfortable with everyone because they all can relate to you in one way or another because you're all wearing the same jacket, and it's just a great feeling to know that there are so many people out there that can share an interest.
We were kind of joking about this before we started visiting here on the air, but to kind of put it in perspective, there are other FFA groups from around this area, from other school districts that attend, some folks that you probably even know, but you almost never run into them. That's how big this is.
Yeah. You might see them once if you're lucky, but most of the time you see people from other states and you can talk to them and share experiences on how their lives differ from yours and gain a really broad perspective of people outside of your state.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the convention itself. What was the best part for you? What was the educationally? What did you get the most out of?
The sessions. I love the feel of walking into Freedom Hall that can seat about 14,000 people, and the theme this year was Amplify, and you could feel the Amplify in the room and everything that was done, whether it was a speaker or the officer team or any other nominations or people that were involved. You could just feel the excitement.
Mm-hmm. What about just the overall trip? What was the most fun?
The most fun for the trip would be the suburban rides. Just relating with your chapter and sharing the experience of being far from home and getting to hang out with people 24 hours a day.
So what, 7 students, 1 advisor, so 8 people in a suburban for like 13 hours, and that was fun.
It's the best memory you come back with.
Strange how it is. So it works out that way, isn't it? Why should somebody consider, if they're involved in FFA, why should they consider attending the national convention?
I would recommend attending the national convention because it's what changed my life, and it's how I have now developed a passion for agriculture and in my future career choice. So it really makes an influence in your life, and it creates confidence and leadership skills, and all around you gain more knowledge of agriculture education.
Okay. Sounds like you had a good time and took a lot of things home with you that'll last you a long time. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And let's talk with Mr. Soigling here. You had a chance to go on, your second one now? How is this different from your first?
It's pretty overwhelming with the amount of stuff that you can do there, but I felt like I could almost relax a little bit and point some of the other members that came with us in the right direction and kind of show them where things were and kind of explain how some of the things worked.
Sure. Clayton, did you have an opportunity to kind of have some expectations in since you've been there once? Did you have some ideas of things you wanted to pick up this time around?
Yeah, there were some different things in the career show. I felt like I should show some of my friends that we were walking around with, and it was fun to listen to the speakers again and kind of see what they had to say compared to last year.
Yeah, I see here that, too, they're talking about literally hundreds of exhibitors at a conference, a convention like this. Did you have any that you had a chance to experience? Do you have some favorites there?
Not particularly, because I don't know. There's just so many different ones between John Deere, Case IH, Ford, all big manufacturers like that. And then there's also a bunch of different colleges that you can go to, and they have representatives there from all over the state. So it's kind of different to get a different perspective from those representatives.
Is there any end to the benefits to attending something like this then? I mean, from opportunities to experience, different career fields, different professionals, different schools, different educational opportunities. It sounds like it opens up a lot of doors.
There are really a lot of doors, and you might be a little overwhelmed with how many people are there, because there really are a lot of people, especially when you come from a town of 7,500 and you go listen to a speaker in an arena where there's 14,000 people sitting there. So it's twice as many people as you're normally around.
That's a little overwhelming at times. But how was it different? How did you approach it any differently this time? Your rookie season, your rookie go-around last year, I'm sure you got some helpful pointers and tips and stuff from the other folks who'd been there before. But now that you had a chance to experience it, did you go into it any differently this year?
I kind of knew what was out there a little bit and tried to help show other kids who came with us kind of what was out there and kind of showed them around a little bit.
Yeah. And how was the suburban ride for you?
It was actually, the ride there was better than the ride back, because the ride back got pretty long, but it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah. Talk about the networking opportunities, too, because you do get a chance to meet and to see a lot of people. Did you look for some people maybe that you made friends with the first year that were going to be back again this year?
I didn't really make a whole lot of friends last year that I stayed in contact with over the year, but it's really neat to walk around and, like, you never really see that many people from Iowa. You can walk around the entire day and say, oh, well, there's Nevada, there's Montana and Virginia, and it's really interesting to just have short conversations with those people. Like, one person came up behind me and said, well, you're from Iowa, what do you do in Iowa? Is that where you grow potatoes? You just kind of say, no, we grow corn. And
so not only are you getting an education, you're educating others.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about for you? What was the best part for you as far as education aspect goes? What was the best part?
The best part is probably seeing just everything that is out there and how different agriculture just isn't corn, cows, and pigs like it is in Iowa. There's all different spectrums all over the country that you can go into.
Yeah, but there are a lot of varieties there. As far as fun goes, aside from the road trip, what was the best part for you?
Probably the hotel rooms with the three other guys that I roomed with. We made some pretty good memories.
Okay. You got to make the best of the situation, huh? Why should youngsters consider doing this? Not all the FFA members get a chance to go, but why should they consider going?
They should definitely go, kind of like I said before, just how big of an opportunity this is, and they can kind of get out of small town Iowa and see what larger cities like and how 66,000 other people just like you come together and join.
Okay. And did your younger sister get along okay with her first trip, or did you have to kind of take her under your wing?
I think she did pretty well.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to her next. Emily's here with us too, Emily Soigling. It was your first go around. How did you go into this? Because you had a brother who's been there before, actually a couple of brothers who've been there before. I assume Clayton's been there before too. And Haley and people like that had a chance to kind of give you an idea of what to expect. Did you feel pretty prepared?
Well, I'd heard like little tidbits about National Convention, but I had no idea what I was really getting into. And even on the ride down, it hadn't really hit me yet that I was going to be at National Convention. But then I walked into that convention hall, and I turn every which way, and I see blue corduroy jackets, and that was just so cool.
Yeah, and of course, Clayton's was here on the trip with you. Did your older brother Wyatt, had he gone on these too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, you're kind of a legacy then. You know all that you need to know. So what about you? What did you look most forward to?
I think I was just really excited to see how, like, FFA is different around, you know, our country, and just to talk to a lot of different people about what, like, they, kind of what Clayton had said about what they, how agriculture is different in other states, and that was really cool to see, that kind of thing.
kind of an eye opener, isn't it? I mean, you know, it is what you know it to be, and FFA is what you've experienced here. But your experience is completely different, even within the program, than somebody from pick a state, you know, Idaho, where they grow potatoes. Did you get a chance to visit with some other folks from other places then?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of different people. We went through, they have a Hall of States, and there's kind of a little, like, I don't even know what you would call it, but they would talk about agriculture within their state. So we went to, like, Texas, and they talked about agriculture in each part, and we learned a lot about that. I talked to someone from Puerto Rico. It's all over. So that was really cool.
Yeah, some folks might be surprised to hear they have FFA chapters in Puerto Rico, but you get the chance to meet a lot of different types of folks. Talk a little bit about your experience then. And don't say the trip. Don't say the suburban ride. But what was the best part for you?
I think it was just really cool to see how, like, FFA is on such a bigger scale than what we see in our chapter, and to be able to go there and see all these different ideas and to bring them back and see how I can incorporate that into our chapter is just really amazing.
So do you think this experience for you now will make you a better FFA member?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm really excited to see what I can do and how I can get more involved in what we can be doing to make our chapter better and that kind of thing.
So will you be as good a leader as, like, Haley or Clayton are at some point?
I'll try.
It's a lot to live up to, huh? So as far as fun times go, what did you enjoy the most?
I'd have to agree with Haley and say the suburban ride.
Oh,
that was pretty fun.
That's a lot of time spent with few people. So are you better friends with some of these folks now than you were before?
I definitely got to know them a little bit better on that trip. You're stuck with them for however many days we went.
And you kind of answered this a little bit with one of your other answers, but we'll do it again anyway. Why should other people, the younger FFA members, why should they consider being a part of this and going on national convention?
It's just such a great opportunity to see, you know, what else is out there and what else you can be doing to make yourself better, others around you better, and what you can do to make your chapter better.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you for your time. Emily, Clayton, Haley, thank you all very much. Appreciate it. I'm glad you had a good time.